Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of March 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is that everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program 50 years later. It's also grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of the year. And talking about the campers, we just completed a great respite weekend. This, of course, is an opportunity for parents to come and leave their children off on Friday night, come back on Sunday and pick them up. They can go out and enjoy whatever they might want to be doing, knowing that their loved one is in the good hands of Camp Courageous staff, with a lot of volunteers and a great medical staff, dietary staff, and everyone else, making sure that their weekend is perfect. This past one, the theme has been Super Science. We had around 20 campers here and a great staff, and volunteers from the University of Dubuque, from Clark University, and also the University of Northern Iowa. We're all here to help volunteer. Campers did some science experiments. They climbed in the gym, created some cardboard boats, and a great evening of activities with a regalia and swimming in the camp's pool. Also, the Iowa's Moment of Magic chapter stopped by to cheer on all the campers, which really made it a wonderful weekend. Our nature program was on the road. They headed over to Marion High School with Marion Transition Services. This is an opportunity for our staff to bring to the school different activities, and Carl brings a lot of the animals from the Nature Center, and a great opportunity to interact with students. Our travel program, of course, had a great time in Nashville, Tennessee this past week. And one of the last places they attended was the Grand Ole Opry. Had a great tour behind the scenes. Had all kinds of wonderful food, great opportunities to see things. And Nashville is a fun community to visit. Also, the travel program did what they call Bites and Blockbuster over in Cedar Rapids. They went to a movie, and they had a great meal at Raising Cane. Always on the move, our travel program does a beautiful job traveling all over. If you're out around Camp Courageous on Sunday, you might see a lot of ambulances and fire trucks and everything else. The wonderful Monticello Volunteer Fire Department will be practicing ice rescues on Lake Todd, and so they do this every year. Camp Courageous in the Monticello area is very fortunate to have super volunteers on our ambulance, all of our emergency services, and we appreciate the opportunity for them to come out and practice ice rescues. And I'm not sure if there'll be any ice there or not, but we hope it all works out great for them. Also, just a reminder that Camp Courageous has Tiny Tuna swim lessons going on right now, and also regular swim lessons. If you'd like more information on that, you can go to aquatics@campcourageous.org, and we do all kinds of exercise programs, and that pool is used throughout the day. We're looking forward to this coming Thursday. We'll be giving a presentation to the Old Capitol Kiwanis in Iowa City. Been doing this for decades. Just a super group of very dear friends. I always so look forward to giving them a little update every year on what's going on here at Camp Courageous. Progress on our south cabin. We're completely remodeling one of our camper cabins. It was one of the first cabins that we built. We built the lodge in about 1990, and right after that, we built South Cabin after Liz and Bob South. And we're working away on the interior of that. And if you'd like to sponsor that, any amount of money would be appreciated. If you want one of the rooms in which the campers stay, they're $25,000 each, and there's four of those. And this project is about a $300,000 remodeling project, so it's substantial here. Just a reminder that Camp Courageous facilities are available at any time if you'd like to rent Durgan Pavilion or our main lodge or Sill Barn, or the swimming pool, or anything. Anytime the campers are not using them, they are available to rent. Our need of the week is disinfected wipes, something we go through a lot of, copy paper, go through a lot of copy paper, and trash bags of all sizes. Just a reminder, the Camp Courageous Winter Sale is going on Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in our main lodge area. You can come and see all kinds of things that they have, and everything's constantly changing. People are constantly bringing in new things. And of course, the Camp Courageous' largest fundraiser, the Manchester Garage Sale, is going on at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. They're just getting ready for Easter, so they're just pulling out a lot of Easter stuff. If you're getting in the mood for decorating your place with Easter stuff, that would be terrific. And the garage sale is only taking 4 boxes or clear bags without an appointment. Any truck or trailer loads, you need to get an appointment, and you can phone them at 563-927-2120. Once again, 563-927-2120 if you're bringing anything more than 4 boxes of items. So big thank you to all the volunteers that make that possible. We lost some dear friends this past week. Sister Mary Assumpta Glazier was 96 from Dubuque. She was here serving volunteers and campers when the camp first opened. Oh, delightful lady. I learned so much from her over the years, and our sympathy goes out to her family and friends. And also our dear friend Wayne Hall from over in Anamosa, a car dealer over there, passed away. His grandson Ben Brewer has been involved with camp for a long time. He's on the Pineapple Committee. So for the last 69 years, Wayne has had a daily presence at the dealership in Anamosa. And our sympathy goes out to Wayne's family and friends. He'll be dearly missed. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.